More in our lives. The Lord see us, they see you in us, Father. We thank you, Lord, this morning for open heart, for receiving and keep your word, continue with your word. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe I have. The Lord has given me good word.
Today. Hallelujah. Yes.
With all of my heart. I've been asking him, Lord, what do I need to talk about? It was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
He started giving me invitation, and thank God for everything. And good to see my brother today, my brother David.
Praise God. And, good to see you.
Yeah, I know when I met Ernestine last teacher in while we're in school, and I know it's gonna be a long-term relationship. I know that Robert sent me for my brother Dan. And you knew in the spirit you cannot explain it.
Yes.
That's the thing of that's all Abba Father needed. Think about this. I was in Vietnam. I'm not even thinking about what I'm gonna do in my life. You know, at my desperate need, I cried out to him. Here he brought me to this country 16 years ago.
Yes. Praise God.
He didn't speak English. Can I hold the microphone?
Or please, you, please, you got it wrong.
I think I'm gonna do it.
But we can hear you very well.
Okay.
If you want to take it out the holder, you can.
I think that should be good. I think it should be good. I think it should be good. Thank you, brother. Yeah, here I am. He brought me. Like, I didn't speak English, Lord, but I believe. All I did is just believe.
Yes.
I was in the forest and jungle and didn't have food. And I believe this inside of me, I believe God will bring to America.
Yes. Yeah.
You know
yes.
my story. Some yes. of you heard my testimony. And,
powerful.
And how he brought me to this nation.
Yeah.
I didn't stop there. I said, Lord, here I am in America.
Yes.
March 29, 2005. 16 years ago. 16 and a half. Yes. Almost 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what time we saw. And I started seeking him as I told him, when you brought me to America, I will surrender my life, serve him the rest
praise
of my life.
God. Yes. Praise
and
God.
Praise God. My promise.
Praise
you
God.
You have to keep what you ask God to do for you.
Yes.
Otherwise, he won't take the next step.
Right.
He won't push us, so to speak. He wants us, he desires, but he cannot push us because that's not his nature, his gentleman.
Yes.
I come to yes, I understand more life, more freedom, like more like liberty. Like in Vietnam, you want to help somebody, I just go and grab stuff and help them. In America, you have to ask permission.
Yeah.
God always asks permission.
Yeah.
I learned that from him. He's so gentleman father. He would never, he's Lord. Yes, we say, Lord, you're my Lord, my Savior. But the thing that there's room, we don't surrender to him. I heard one of Reinhard Bonnke kind of parable. He was sharing like just like Jesus talking about parable. He said a man has 10 rooms. He gave Jesus one room, and the devil come at night, and he just fought with the devil until the morning. Jesus come down. Him, why don't you help me? And oh, you give me one room. That's your room. No, 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 no. And the third time come the same way, and finally, the third time fought all night long, and Jesus by the time the devil left his house and he come. Jesus come down and you shouldn't help me. Why are you sending that? You didn't give me one room is your key and the master, everything is in your hand. I have no authority. So the devil just left and Jesus. So he said, okay, what I'm gonna do now? I'm gonna give it all to you.
Yes.
And now Jesus has the key of his heart, has key
yes.
his heart and everything.
Praise God.
Next time, yes. Another night the devil come in, guess what? Jesus come stood before the door and kicked him out. And said, you never come to them. Look at the everything it belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
So the Lord one of our completely surrender to him.
Ooh.
Completely. There's no room that we leave for ourselves because the devil can come. What is his purpose? Steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
That's what he does. First thing he steals, what is it? Our joy or peace.
Ooh.
If we don't have peace, if we don't have joy, we cannot comprehend in our life of daily
Ooh.
Life.
Ooh.
I was asked, Lord, what the message you want to speak to your people this morning? He said, I want you to share what the thing that I've been teaching you.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Show me how to live such a time as this in every day.
Yes.
Beyond and above. Because we are the children of God. We are
yes.
not bound by it. We are in this world, but not of this
yes.
world. How we live as a person is not contaminated by the world, but are affected by anything happening around. Mm-hmm. When you turn on the news, you see when you like everywhere, especially we are living in the town right now, everywhere we go, we turn on, we hear negative, right? Depression. What if the devil does? He's trying to steal our peace,
yes,
our joy.
Yes.
When we don't have peace, what we get? Worry. After we worry, we depress. Anxiety kicking, depressed, and a lot of things can happen, and we can't function. Mm. And we ask, "Where are you, God?" He said, "I'm right here.
Yes.
I'm in your heart. I'm yes. right here, ready."
Yes.
So the Lord showed me many other things. That the first thing, the foremost thing, that we live in the day and the age that the word is not valued anymore,
mm.
as in the old days. So in the old days, I heard American people. We do business, we just shake the hand, right? That's it. No contract, just shake the hand. By word, that's done deal. The same thing in Vietnam. So Vietnamese people, we still do shake hand. I do business with Vietnamese people. I don't have paper. Just shake hand right now. We're still doing that. We're still honoring the
Praise
word.
God.
This time for us, the children of God, we need to honor his word.
Yes. Yes.
We need to honor his word. This is only the bread of life. Jesus was talking about when he said, the man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's stated in Matthew chapter 4:4 and Luke chapter 4, verse 4. So the Lord showed me how we can live, especially last year. This is long story short, but I want to share it short. Before the COVID came, hit our nation or hit around the world, the Lord showed me, because I want you and your family, we've been having church at home because grandma doesn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, I want you to study Psalms 91 and Psalm 121, yes. combine the two.
Yes.
He said, this is divine protection, Psalm 91. And then Psalm 121 is provision, and the place of trust is his as a provider. Mm. We had to see him as a living God, as a true and living
yes.
father,
as yes. a person
who sponsors, because his obligation as a parent, our obligation to provide our children. So God is, because the Bible also tells us the parent for the children. I thank God for English has that word, but in Vietnamese, no way we can express that word. The parent for the children. We do everything for our children. That's as a parent. Our Father in heaven, that's what he's your. But we have to allow him.
Yes.
We have to invite him. Every situation, every daily life, that's what he wants involved, everything we do. So before COVID came, he said, okay, I want to study and share with your family. By the time we're done with Psalm 91 and 121, COVID came, he said, your family already protected.
Praise God.
You already protected by the word of God, but we have to receive it as absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take it personal. It's not like this is from the Psalm of David. All right. Mm-hmm. Notice the Psalm 91 started. He who dwells in secret place of the Most High
yes.
abides in the shadow of the Almighty.
Yeah.
If you study back, the Lord showed me about the Old Testament and New Testament. The Old Testament is written, there was no future tense. Have you ever noticed that? No future tense. In the Old Covenant, when the time was written in Hebrew, no future tense. But when we translate it in English, shall be, okay? He will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall. But in the original, there's no future tense. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, abide in the shadow
wow.
of the Almighty.
Wow.
He didn't say every child of God will be protected. He said, he who dwell. How we dwell in his protection? He said, we have to say, the Lord is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I trust.
Yes.
We have to say it. Most of the time, the Lord showed me, we can study the word, we can memorize the word, but if we don't say it, it will not activate the power of the word of God in our life. Effectively. So the knowledge, we all have knowledge, but how much we use our knowledge, that is important. We always tell about Luther mother, right? Luther,
Martin Luther.
The guy who separated from Catholic. Mm-hmm. We know that only one verse in the Bible, he able to separate it. We able to get away from the system. Mm-hmm. They said the man, therefore, we concluded the man is not justified. The man, therefore, we included the man justified by faith without the work of the law.
Yes. Yeah.
Romans chapter 3, verse 28. You see, the only one verse. We look back Abraham. Abraham didn't have whole Bible. He said, go the country, I will tell you. I will bless you. I make your name great. I'll bless those bless you because of
curse. Praise God.
Simple. It is as simple it is as if you put all together, God spoke to Abraham, not even one page. Okay. Now we have 66 books. I don't know, you ask God, I ask why God so many books. I don't want so many books. I just single guy, I just want a little. This is Abraham, this one page, it's put together. You know what God, the Lord's revival? I believe this is the truth. Is it because of your unbelief?
Whoa. Whoa.
Because I tried to show you many things so that you can believe.
Yeah.
And we know that the testimony of the Lord is sure, making what's simple. Everything written here is a testimony of the Lord.
Mm.
So we see that. So when we studied Psalm 91 last year, after we done COVID come, we said, not only stay there, continue, live every day.
Yes.
So you can quote Psalm 91 over and over every day or at least twice a week. Or you just meditate in your heart. Because the word of God will not work as we memorize. It works as we meditate.
Ooh.
You see, that's different. We study the word, we memorize scripture. Look at me, how many scripture I remember. But I will tell you this, as you meditate, you will remember.
Yes, yes.
As I meditate, Psalm 91, it says, he who dwells secret place of the Most High, abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord, he is my refuge. I say the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Surely, he said, surely the word shall deliver you from snare, fowl, from noise, from pestilence. He covered you with his fire, under his wing you take refuge.
Surely.
He chooses your shield, your buckler. Therefore, you're not afraid of terror by night, nor arrow by day. Notice that 24/7 will be protected.
Praise God.
That's what he sees. That's what he wants us to live. Mm-hmm. But notice he said, if we believe that, that's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
And I worked with in nails. And one day, one lady, I was doing her nails. Ding, 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 her phone coming. I was just started her nails. Her phone coming. She got tested last week. And that week, she got a result while she was getting her nail done at my station in my shop. She said, brother, I got to go. I said, what happened? I got positive. I just pulled her. I don't want anyone here because our shop is small. I don't want everyone to sit down, please. Hold her hand. In the name of Jesus, I break up everything.
Yes.
Guess what? Following week, my wife texted her, how are you doing? I have no symptom. I have nothing.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
And the Lord reminded me, I don't let my wife know until we went home because my wife doesn't understand what the way I understand. She does some of the level, but understanding the truth that I've been walking with God
for
11 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I knew. And I told him when we got home. And the Lord reminded me, have you noticed that you've been touching many people have COVID, were not touched.
Yes. Praise God.
Because you've been dwelling secret places.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So how we dwell, we have to declare.
Yes.
He's our protector, our provider, our helper. He also blind. If we do that, the devil have no right to take a possession, to take the best thing that God has given us. I remember last year, he told me, time for you to have your own shop. I've been working with somebody 15 years. It's time for you to have your own shop. In the midst of COVID, everything shut down. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? In human terms, this is not going to make any sense. I say, Lord, your word, just like Peter. You remember Peter and all that. The word so powerful. I mean, in his day, Peter still valued the word of Jesus. He didn't know Jesus was the Lord. But he said, at your word. At your word. So I said, Lord, at your word. I didn't have money to buy the business. Mm-hmm. And the Lord been telling me since 2018, prepare yourself. It's time to have your own place. And then in the midst of all craziness happening, because the Lord wants us to prosper, it doesn't matter what the world.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter what's going on with our neighbor. We are the children of light.
Yes.
Father, 1,000 here.
Yes.
Gold is mine. Silver is mine.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
God wants us to live in that place.
Yes.
I come to this country. Honestly, know my story. Brother, know my story. I didn't have, when I was in Bible college, I don't have money to buy food to eat. Guess what I did? Fasting. I never seen that I will be poor. I never seen myself because I believe God is my provider.
Mm-hmm.
We have to settle down in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
I know we got the word. The Bible tells us without, like, if you don't work, you don't eat, right? But come the time, just like last year, 2 months, you can't work. What are you going to do? The Lord proved to me that I get my roof replaced free. Something happened, just the wind and then other things. I have more money within 2 months, staying at home, spending time with my family, than I used to work for 2 months.
Praise God.
Hard, 60, 70 hours.
Praise God.
Tell me that God is not.
Hallelujah.
God knows what he's doing. His word, he honored his word above all his names. Psalm 108, verse 2. So when we acknowledge him, we acknowledge he as an absolute our provider, and we can live in the place that no plague can come near our place. Nothing can touch our economy. Nothing can touch us because we have protected, but we have to welcome him in every area of our life. Just like one man have the 10 room, he can surrender all in order for Jesus have the right to protect us. If we are not aligned with heaven, aligned with the kingdom, everything we're doing here, don't play with the devil. That's what I would say. Our life is just like our neighbor, unsaved neighbor, the same, we're the same category. We have to separate ourselves. Because there is corruption in the world. I'll show you in the scripture. Let's open the scripture. We just talked about, let's open in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4, I'll show you. And how we can escape. There's corruption in this world. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse, start from verse 3. According to as his divine powers has given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him, call us glory and virtue. And these are precious promises I want to focus before. Through his promises, we may protect her, his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. You see that? Corruption in the world.
Ooh.
How we can escape corruption in this world? Through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Through the knowledge of God.
Yes.
If God said, you are blessed, you are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
If he tell us, if you, whatever you touch your hand will prosper. If you believe that, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, when I took over the business, when the time comes to take over business, and he made it all possible for me. It doesn't matter. There's a friend that I didn't know them, just worked with them. Get how much money you want. I lend you money. No interest. They just give me. I'm afraid to receive it. But they said, we want to be a part. We know you are genuine. We know. And my boss, the lady I just work with, he just yelled at me all the time, come to town with how much money you want me to.
Praise God.
So I got all money and took the shop. And the, I mean, I got it's like, if the thing is not happening, that shop can at least, I have to pay for $150,000 or $120,000, at least $100,000. But I pay even not half.
Praise God.
You see God, how God works?
Yes.
We have to stay in his. We have to trust in him everything. Hearing God's word is, belief in his word is made significant different than any other friend. They don't understand. And when I took over that business, there was no business. In the midst of 20 last year, we all know the story. We all know what happened. But I believe at your word, this is your place. I honor you. I welcome you. And I believe, guess what? 2 months, 3 months, we start again, customer, and come to the point that we can. I told my wife, honey, come to the day, we have to kick people out. We have to, let's say, no, we can never take care of, we more have more customers.
Praise God.
That word, 3 months later, come to pass.
Wow.
And now we have to add more people. You see how the kingdom, but what, how we can keep that? We have to keep our mind focus.
Mm-hmm.
Keep our mind at peace. We believe our Father. This is his business. We are his children. His obligation to take care of us. It's not ourselves.
Thank you.
Because in the world, if we think like the world, the corruption will come in. We will worry. When we worry, we stop the blessing of God. When we the Lord has no right to bless us. Because he said, worry for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, let your request be made known to him. To our Father, to our Lord. And then his peace will pass all understanding, guard our heart, our mind. That's Philippians 4, 6 and 7. So this place, the Lord wants us to live. It doesn't matter what the world going on, but we still can have peace, can have joy. And my client come to me. One, she want to come today, but her car is broken. He said, I want to see you on the other side. I pray for people at work. I don't care. Hold their hand. I don't care. Because the Lord, this is his place, his protection. I know he's protected.
Yes.
We have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. We need to bind the blood. That blood is not only cleansing us, it's protecting us.
Hallelujah.
When we have the blood of Jesus Christ, the devil look at us. We are forgiven. We are righteous. When we're righteous, he cannot touch us. But we have to acknowledge it. We have to declare, Father, I thank you, your blood covering me, foreign family. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over my house, over my car, wherever you go. The Lord taught me how to plead the blood of Jesus Christ every daily life. That's our right. We have a lot of right in America. That's one our right. We need to use what we got. The devil is after our faith. It's nothing else after our faith. Our faith, that means we believe, absolutely believe God is good. That's the only, in English, we have the word of faith. The faith when you study is believe. That's it, believe. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9, I like it. If you not believe, you will not establish. If we believe, we will establish. We establish in him, not in ourselves. When we establish his name, it does matter what the thing that the devil drove us. I got in car accident. I don't think you know I got in car accident. My car totally lost. They said, you don't make it. I got out of the car and didn't go to the hospital.
Praise
you
God. Yeah.
Car totally lost. I was driven that car for 10 years. My first car, my dream car. But in my mind, never crossed that car. I never missed that car in that moment. All of this, Jesus. I was praising God crazy the 7:30 in the morning. Because I knew him. He said, sir, we want to take you. The crew come in, the emergency crew come to me. Sir, we want to take you to hospital. I said, thank you. I don't need to go. I'm okay. I'm fine. You are not okay. They were yelling at me. Look at your car. You're not okay. I said, I know. I don't know how to explain to you. I appreciate your service. Thank you so much what you do. I understand. But there's something I know I can't explain to you. But I'm not calling.
Praise God.
He said, you have to sign the paper. Yes, sir, I can do that. I walk home. We
praise
have to
God.
See our Father, our Lord Jesus. We are real. And I asked the Lord, why that the devil trying to take my life? Why? He said, I have covenant. My father, my physical father, made a covenant with the devil when I was young. I believed in mountain God, basically believed in the devil. And the Lord told me, you have to break that.
Yes.
You have to break.
Thank you, Lord.
We have to break it, something from our fathers.
Hallelujah.
I told God, I said, well, I'm your child. I thought everything that in the kingdom of God, all things past have become all things new. I said, yes, in your spirit, and you are blessed, but your physical body, your daddy had dedicated to them. He has the right to take your body. I knew no one taught me that way. No one taught me, but the Lord that day. I said,
praise
in the name
God.
Of Jesus, I renounce this covenant. I cut off this covenant.
Yes.
I bring the blood of Jesus Christ. I destroy this covenant from that day. I'm not afraid.
Praise God.
Devil had no right from now. Therefore, the blood of Jesus. There is corruption that is in the world. And it will foresee that another passage in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20, we're talking about corruption. Talk about the corruption. Let me open that so we can see that the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ can help us get away from corruption that is in the world through us. The Lord wants us to live in that place, the place of freedom, the place of liberty. Hallelujah. Peter chapter 2, verse 20, I believe. 20. Okay. So if they have escaped the corruption, I'm going to read it in a King James. If they escape the pollution or corruption of the world through the knowledge of Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ. So we know that corruption, there's corruption in the world, which the way of man is corruption. So What that means that if we live in the world, we expect the blessing of God, we expect the protection of God. Does mean we are not surrendered our lordship. Listen, the devil have the right to take us. He has the right. So we need to stay in our right,
yeah.
Our time frame, our righteousness.
Yeah.
This Lord, when you open your business, you don't do the way the world do. They do to find the cheapest stuff, trying to make more gain. But you do different. You buy the best stuff. You want people to treat you as you want to be treated.
Hallelujah.
So if you do is not righteous, I cannot bless you. I have to stay my course with his knowledge. It's not my knowledge. It doesn't make any sense sometimes. But you have to put him first. Honor him first. As he said, you serve my people as you serve unto me. You do it joyfully, and then I have the right to preserve,
thank
to
you.
Increase your prosperity.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
So that's the only way I see that. A lot of people took many, like, bought businesses, like, in nails environment, industry last year, and not many of them made it. They put $100,000 into business, now they run our business. They have no basis, but we are children of God. We can prosper in every way.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord show us we can prosper. We can be in peace in every situation, but we there are part we got to do. We got to honor his word. We got to keep our faith. By his grace, we don't do it by our own effort. We trust him. Just like, Father, I believe what they say, and I want the protection, and I declare what the word of God says. What do you say to me? Like our family, as a parent, what I have to do? I bless them every day. That's our part. Most of the time, we like to curse our children without knowing. Even like the word said, when I was, someone was asking me, how old is your daughter? And I was telling them, she's 4 years old. He said, you are cursing your children. Why you put the word old in there? How young is your children? That should be right. The Lord showed me a lot of things in America.
Wow.
If I have time, I share with the
wow.
Lord. If you listen to the Lord, instead of saying, she is 4 years old, she is 4 young, she is 4 young,
yes.
She is 4 years young.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
When we grow old,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know this thing. You want your children to be old? No. So why are you putting all in there? It's just the same thing we tell ourselves. In Vietnam, we don't say that, like, we don't put the word all behind. We just say the number. Like, I'm 46. That's it. Here. Just a number. So you see that? And then we want to say you and we will curse ourselves when someone asks about it.
I'm 70 years young.
Yes.
Yes.
Supposed to be. So when that's something. Anyway, the most funny, I found something funny when I spent time studying with him. So he wants us to be fully protected, okay, our mind, our emotion, because they were forcing his attack our mind.
Yes.
Our mind is everything, yes. Because our spirit is like Jesus, okay? He who joins to the Lord is one spirit with him. So our spirit is with Jesus, but our mind, emotion, they attack our body, our feeling. Understanding. So understanding need to be changed according to knowledge of the Lord Jesus, according to our knowledge of our Father. Otherwise, our knowledge can be human knowledge, can be corrupted. You want to walk with God, you want to walk with the world, it doesn't work that way. So, okay, we go to church one Sunday and sit there, we don't read us, we don't do our homework, we don't study, we don't spend time with the Lord, it's not going to work that way. The Lord doesn't want us to have many knowledge. The Lord reminded me, he said, remind my people, you don't need a lot of knowledge. You need to practice your knowledge. That's
praise
it.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise
that's
God.
It. If you
praise
have
God.
Psalm 91, Psalm 121, Psalm 121, last verse, he will preserve you going out, come on in from today and from even evermore. That means forever. If we believe that, and when you read verse 1, when I look to the hill, where will my help come from? You see that?
Yes.
My help from the Lord. We have to declare that my help, Father, my help is from you. I'm not trusting myself. I'm trusting you. I'm doing what I'm doing supposed to do. Like, I have business right now. I have to do what I'm supposed to do. But I'm not trusting what my doing. So I'm trusting his blessing. So, but I got to do what his word telling me how I should conduct my business. Instead, I throw away, I give away the product that they said the best. The best on market, because that is not the best. according to the time that the Lord showed me. And I gave it. Are you truly giving? They are rich people. They have big shop. I said, yes, I'm giving away. How much you don't want me to pay? $0? They laughed. You're crazy. I said, I'm no crazy. So what the Lord wants us, I believe the Lord wants us to come back to his word. We don't need to study. We don't need to read whole book. Just learn people who have gone before us. Like Isaac. We see Isaac, he saw in the lane when the famine. Guess what? He read 100-fold.
Yes.
Isaiah, I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 26 verse 12, when you can read the whole chapter. So what the Lord is saying to us this time, the word of God, the principle of God, because we are his children. He wants us, he wants to bless us, to prosper, he wants to give us peace. That's the most word. How we can get peace? We have to stay in him. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says us, I will give him perfect peace whose mind is fired upon me.
Yes.
He who trusts in me. Two things we got to do. Trust him is good. Don't trust in our wrongdoing or trust in our goodness. Put away our goodness. Put away our righteous, our own work. Just put those things away. Father, come to Father. Just ask our children come to us. My daughter come to Daddy, Daddy. I was sleeping. He doesn't care. She doesn't care. Daddy, Daddy, just come on, jump in. That's what the Lord wants us to come to him. Also, children, if you don't have kind of like childhood, right?
Yes.
To inherit the kingdom of God. Because we process our thought, we process our thinking, oh, this is the way I used to do. The Lord said, no, my way is my way. If you want my result, you do my way, you get my result.
That's hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So if we have Psalm 23, we are blessed. We don't need any other thing. We learn from David. He always said, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I will not lie. He the one made me lie down in green pasture. He the one made me. He said, he restored my soul. We can restore my soul. When things happen, Lord, what am I going to do? And then he restored us. When we cried out to the Lord, he said, restore our soul. He said, surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life.
Hallelujah.
It's not just you today or just a pass by this family. No, all the days of my life. And he understood that. He, the shepherd, think about it. He is. Before he died, he gave to the kingdom of God. He gave to the Lord to build a temple. And won my account more than $2 billion, right? That's a background. You see that? The Lord wants us. He doesn't mind us to have best car. He wants us to have best car. Be honest. He doesn't mind. But the thing that don't let those things like consuming us.
Yes.
We worship the thing.
Right.
But we still want to worship him. But he wants us to experience. Because the Bible also tells us, Timothy chapter 1 was, I'm sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, that he created all things for our enjoyment.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Hallelujah.
And he wants to give us more than what we wanted. You as a children, as a father, I want my children to have the best. Don't you, brother? You want to?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Not more our father. Jesus said, if you are a wicked father, know how to give good gifts to your children? How much your heavenly father give all things, right? But the thing is, he wants our heart, our mind, our focus on him. Stay in fellowship with him. That I would encourage you. This is, as I'm sharing, I'm the one reminding myself. I'm the one need to focus on him, stay my mind.
Praise God.
If I push away my thought, my emotion, my thing, I don't put, the devil can come in. The first thing he make me worry. That's the first thing he make me worry. And then we don't have peace. When we don't have peace, we will be here. So the Lord wants us to live. It doesn't matter what the world going on. It doesn't matter what things happen around us. He wants us to keep trusting in him.
Yes.
That's what
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What he
says. Hallelujah.
Learn people who go before us. So what I'm sharing today, we are learning one from another. Encourage one another. What the Lord tell when you come together, encourage one another. Why do we encourage one another? Because we want to stay in liberty and freedom.
Yes.
That's the most important.
Yes.
Liberty and freedom in the Lord, I tell you, much better than out there in the world. And the Bible tells us that when we read about promises, that why I don't spend the promise on it. We all know that the promises of God, yes and amen,
yes.
Don't we?
Amen.
But when we don't experience the promise of God, two things to we can partake it. Two things we got to do. You want to know it? What are they on? You want to know
yes.
What? Okay, open Hebrew chapter 6 verse 12. I ask Brother Dan read, or I can read from here. Hebrew chapter 6 verse 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. By faith and patience,
yes,
you inherit promise God.
Yes.
Follow those who,
yeah,
by faith and patience. We got faith, but we don't have patience, we cannot inherit the promise of God.
God
speaking to us. With the purpose of the word of God, remember the purpose of the word of God, that just as rain from the heaven, as snow going down, will not return to us void, but we will accomplish what God said, send it to, and we'll prosper the thing that he desired.
Yeah.
That's the word of God.
Yeah.
When you talk about, I bless you, that's he meant it.
Yeah.
And if you believe it, we will receive it. And we talk about healing, when we talk about protector, he will protect us as according as the word was written. But in order for us, we need to endure the word of God. We need to endure, we need to say it every day. And I am blessed, I am prospered, I am protected. That's our part we need to do every day. Sometimes it's hard, but when we learn it, we're used to it. I say when I drive my car, I like to drive by myself. 6 months I didn't car drive my wife. Sometimes I'm comfortable because I know my wife, she know me. But sometimes when you want to be in yourself, you just say something that nobody pay attention to. I just keep driving and saying, talking to the Lord, just like he was with me, was that he was. I tell you what, the Lord told me this. I want to share with you a little bit of this. If we study, we know the knowledge. If we don't say, the word of God will not have impact in our life. It will not happen. You memorize the scripture. And I was studying, the other time studying. He said, well, you study too much. He asked me, why you study so much? I said, I want to know you more. I felt that as he was saying, you don't need to want to know me more.
Praise
you
God.
Just need to leave what I have been teaching you.
Yes, yes.
Which is leave. I want to close with James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. This is going to be good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. We all know this scripture. Chapter 1, verse from verse 22 to 25. My Bible today doesn't respond to me. I don't know what happened.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Amen.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Amen.
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Yes.
Amen. So we notice that continue is not forgetful. So what we forget when we read, we study, and we memorize, but we don't continue meditate, we forget it. Just like we look in our face and we see it, and then when we turn away, we forget what's on our face. That's what the word of God, the same way, when we have the word, we keep continue believing, continue saying, and then that means it's blessed in this way.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
So continue. The continue part is most of us fail, including me. We fail to continue. I say, oh, I know about it. I know, but we don't really understand. We say, no. I remember when it was Vietnam, I was singing the song, Hello, It Is Me. I memorized all the song until I come to the U.S., study English, learn English. I said, oh, that's the meaning. I understood. So I memorized without understanding, but now I understood. So the word of God, the same way, when the Holy Spirit gives us unction, revelation, we say, ooh, this is the meaning. This is what it meant. This game, we said, you can like deceive yourself. We can see when you notice in verse 22, but you could not be a hearer and deceiving your own self. The Bible talk a lot of we deceive our own self, but he said continue therein, and then we will experience the word of God supposed to do what it's so the time we don't need a lot of knowledge, we don't need to go to Bible college, we don't need to, but what we need to do, practice what only one word, just like Martin Luther, right?
Martin Luther.
Yeah, just one word, and he changed. So that powerful. When the revelation, the Lord, Holy Spirit, read on the word and give us empower so we can live by that word. So when we meditate, the word just like give us power so we can see the reality. We can see the protection of God. Just like now, I go everywhere. I wear the mask because people ask me. But I knew I am protected. Because when I, before you go out, we say, Father, I thank you for protection. Father, I thank you for protection. Your angel go before me. I am protected. I am applied the blood of Jesus Christ in my car, full of, inside out. That's what we should do. That's what we how we practice. We put into the word of God in reality life. And we want to have reality of protection. Or whatever blessing. Father, I thank you. Blessing. What I touch is blessed. So whatever you touch, whether you touch this thing, you touch that thing, whatever. You say touch. I mean, something you touch, you can say that, Father, I thank you. I touch this thing, it's blessed. Whatever. Can be financially, can be everything, can be children, and whatever it is. That's what he promised. But when we do that, we practice it. And we continue to do that. That is that. We are blessed. Amen. Thank
praise
you, God. Father,
praise
we just thank
God.
You. The word, I'm asking you to seal this word in our heart and our mind, Father.
Yes.
I'm the one need practice your word more than anyone else. But help us, Holy Spirit. Help
Hallelujah.
Us bring back remembrance of your word every day, every
Hallelujah.
Moment of our life. That the devil might still kill oh, the word of God to penetrate and in our heart, Father. We want to harvest. We want hundredfold every word that you speak to us. We want to walk in the freedom and liberty that you have redeemed us. You have purchased us. You want us to live successfully in this life, prosper. We are full of joy, full of life, full of faith. We thank you, Father, because we trust in you by your grace, by your mercy, by your strength, by your ability.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We will walk in this life with joyfully. It doesn't matter the world happen.
Thank
we
you for
are
joy.
Escape corruption of this world through lust by knowing of you, by your knowledge. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. I'm getting different.